Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for fresh light this morning. I've already, just as I just looked at the psalm this morning, I had other things on mind. It's just totally changed, and some beautiful thoughts and concepts has come up, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that your word is like a mirror that, inspired by the Spirit, lets us see new things, even though we can sometimes know these verses out of our heads, but you're by your Spirit, you enlighten and motivate so as to encourage us to remember what manner of men we are, men and women we are, and also to encourage others, Father God. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word that is new, fresh, inspiring. Yesterday's reading was so beautiful. Renewing our soul like an eagle. Amen. Also, it's renewing us, our youth, bringing out our youth. I believe we made for a purpose, and that purpose is coming forth, Lord, and we excited about that to walk in the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, to walk in his footsteps, and all by your love. It's you that is working in us to will and to do. Hallelujah. Such a beautiful love. Such a beautiful covenant. We appreciate it. We love you, Lord. Thank you for this fresh word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, it's Psalm 103 and it's verses 6 to 10.
The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He doesn't deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I love that. He doesn't deal with us according to our sins. What is important for God is that we get to know ourselves like he knows us. He made us. We are his workmanship for good works. I just thought that just stood out again, but back to what just spoke to me just earlier as I just read it. He made known, there it is. Verse 7, he made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the people of Israel. Hallelujah. You made known his ways to Moses. So let's think about what did Moses. Moses got the commission. Listen, you don't glory in the flesh. You don't glory in wealth. You don't glory in the house of Egypt. Come out from among them. And he forsook the pleasures of Egypt to partake of the plan that God had for him. Oh, beautiful. And you see these ways, this is showing us the path again. And then he spent a long time, just like we see our master copy, our big brother, Lord and Savior Jesus, in development. He was, how long was he? 40 years, I think. Yeah, 40 years in the desert. Amen. No signs and wonders. Remember, Jesus was 30 years. No signs and wonders. But developing on schedule, getting Bible just points out those days and that there from when he was young. It says that he was growing in wisdom. He was putting that wisdom into practice. And he was growing in favor with God and with man. And here's Moses as well, the same picture. Amen. Don't be in a rush. You know, years ago, I listening to Francois, John 15, 16, I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. You, I love that idea, big fruit. And he's asked us to have a vision of a tree with big fruit. And I couldn't find a fruit tree big enough. So I took a willow tree and then I put fruit on it. And then a bit later in my walk, I landed up down here in Stanger working with a friend of mine. We're still in contact today, Vessi. He was working with the broken and the destitute. And it was, that was my calling. And so I knew that's where I also need to go and prepare. And so I'm working in a harvest field that I love. They appreciate me, and I'm accepted very much as a teacher at that time. And then Vessi went away over the weekend, and he asked myself and his wife to look after the place. And me thinking, you know, this tree with the big fruit, yo, that weekend I sweated blood, eh? I wasn't strong enough to handle situations. Just came, the guys came, got drunk, they got into all different things happened. And I realized, and then the Lord brought back that picture of me with the brought back that vision of mine, as Francois was preaching and teaching about being this big tree with the big fruit. And then I perceived, you know, if your roots, I perceived my roots hadn't gone down deep enough into the love, the goodness of the Lord. So and if it hadn't, you can't bear big fruits. You only bear fruits according to that which has been what you have seen and heard. That's what you can witness to. Otherwise, it's false fruits. It will fall off as soon as a bit of wind comes. But if you've been rooted and grounded in the word and in the fellowship, and that builds up in time, you are a strong tree, and therefore you can prepare strong, a beautiful fruit. So that my prayer from that moment was always, Lord, let me always bear fruit according to where I am in you, developing on schedule. Not less than my faith, and not more than the faith, because faith is a gift from God that He gives us. And then we see what was God actually doing with Moses, and even with Jesus in the preparation time, preparing them for works of ministry, preparing them to deliver the people. Later on, God gave the word to Moses, go deliver the people. And we see the same picture in Moses as we did in Jesus, where God speaks to them and they do just according to what God is saying. No more, no less. And this is it, guys. This is the road of righteousness. This is the ways of God that was revealed in Jesus, revealed in Moses, and revealed in the prophets. They stuck with God. They flowed with God. And therefore, they could represent him and be his witnesses. It's the same with us. And then here it says as well, he showed, where's it, my sweetie? No, down there. His ways and his works to the people of Israel. You see, the people were called out to know God, just like Jesus, just like Moses. And then there, the ones that never transformed, never stayed in tune and stayed in obedience, they died in the wilderness, you know, before entering into the promises. And so we got to learn from that. We stay in tune, develop on schedule, and in our young stage, and even when we older with the Lord, we can make mistakes. But the big thing is, sorry, Lord, back to you, back to what are you saying, and they carry on. Amen. You confess his homologia, coming back to what you've got in Jesus. Reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. So sorry about that, but Lord, help me to see the better way so I can stay on the road of righteousness, on the highway of holiness, walking with you and fulfilling my destiny. And then we see there only Caleb and Joshua went into the promised land. So we have the reflections, the picture and the understanding, the ways of God in Moses' life, the plan of redemption, are taking you out of the world into the kingdom of God, and then in the kingdom of God, adding to your faith, knowledge, self-control, all the fruits of the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit, and then the gifts of the Spirit come forth, because they're gifts that come from God. So guys, be blessed to know there's amazing love, the amazing love that's come to us, and we need to now just stay in it and enjoy it, and be refreshed and encourage others.
Thank you, Lord, that you give us the desire and the power to develop on schedule to fulfill our purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.